The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who had just come in from ploughing or tending the sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later, you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Rekindle the gift of God that is within you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The Financial Times runs an interview series called The Inventory, and one of the questions asked is, what matters most, ambition or talent? Answers vary from talent is a myth and we can all achieve success with enough ambitious effort through to talent is everything, you either have it or you don't. As we begin a month of reflection on the generosity of God and our call to respond to this generosity, we focus this morning on gifts and talents, our God-given abilities, strengths and skills, and how we might use them in the service of God's church in this place. It's easy to hear the phrase gifts and talents and think it is being used to describe a small subset of the general population, the gifted stream of children in a school, the talented athletes or musicians who make it to the top, the outstanding leaders or thinkers of our time. That's the intuition behind the talent is everything side of this debate. Without playing down the significance of such gifted individuals, our Christian faith offers a different perspective. In Christianity, rather than saying talent is everything, we would say talent is in everyone. In Christianity, we begin not with highly talented individuals, but with what St. Paul calls the gift of God that is within you. We are all uniquely gifted because we have all been given the most precious gift of all, the gift of God in Christ who dwells within us. This is a gift we have received not according to our works or ambition or effort, but according to God's own purpose and grace. As Paul goes on to say, "Grace which was in the world before the ages began, grace that has been revealed in Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." We begin then with the gift of God in Christ, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ at work within each and every one of us, and we reflect from that starting point on our created identity and our unique gifts. The first part of this awareness involves gratitude. As Paul says to Timothy, "I am grateful to God when I remember your sincere faith, the living faith that has been handed on across generations like a precious gift, the faith that might be the size of a mustard seed, but that can still take root and grow and bear fruit." Gratitude is an antidote to competition. Rather than being envious of the gifts of others, we give thanks for their gifts and for our own gifts, and we place them in the wider perspective of God's gracious purposes. From this first step of gratitude, we move to the next step, discovering the gifts that are already within us. We discover these gifts primarily by getting in touch with the giver, stirring up the gift of faith by prayer, by listening to the word of God, by spending time with those who can help us discern our gifts. As Paul says, rekindle the gift of God that is within you. As an aid to discovering your gifts, I've set you all some homework to take away. A gifts questionnaire produced by Oxford Diocese, which is a helpful starting point. There are 7 different categories of gift: teaching, caring, building community, seeking justice, making things work, creating, reflecting. Please take it away and spend time this week with it. I've used this tool in my role as a vocations advisor, and I usually find that people who take the questionnaire discover one thing they didn't realise they were good at. When I last took it a few months before moving here, I was surprised to receive a high score in the category of building community. This wasn't something I thought I was particularly good at, but now arriving here, I think it's exactly what God is asking me to do, to build up this community, to build bridges in the wider community, and to build lasting relationships for the future. So I commend this resource to you as something to take away and prayerfully discover where your gifts are and what God might be asking of you. Gratitude, discovery, and the final step is service, using your gifts in loving service to God and one another. Discovering that, in the words of St. Francis, it is in giving that we receive. The giving of our talents, we receive joy of fulfilling our God-given purpose. Through discovering what your gifts are, there can then be a matching of your own gifts with the needs of this church and the needs of our world. That's what a true vocation is: the matching of your gifts, the things that are life-giving to you, with the needs of others and the needs of our world. In this church community, there are so many things you might discover you can help with. Our work with children and young people, especially the 11 plus range, our mission to the most deprived parts of our parish, our building project development and fundraising, our online communication and presence, our link with C.S. Lewis. These are just some of the many ways in which you might be able to offer your gifts. As we prepare for our Vision Day in January, it's important for each of us to think about where our gifts lie and what this church needs in order to grow and bear fruit for God's kingdom. Paul goes on to say, "Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in you, the Spirit of power, love, and self-discipline." Power, the ability to know and carry out God's will. Love, the ability to do so sensitively, constructively, and gently. Self-control, the ability to do so without seeking our own interests. Each of us has a share in God's gifts. Each of us is called to use them in God's service with power, love, and self-discipline, rekindling the gift of God which is in us. Over the next month, then, spend time in gratitude, thanking God for the ultimate gift of Christ at work in you. In discovery, prayerfully working out what your unique gifts are, and in service, matching these gifts to the needs of others, the needs of our church, the needs of our world. Which matters most, ambition or talent? The typical Anglican response is probably to say both, but perhaps the question needs rethinking, because all the talent or ambition we have is there through the gift of God that is within us. What matters most is our awareness of this gift and our willingness to respond. Lord, increase our faith, the disciples ask, to which Jesus replies, you already have the faith you need. Now fulfill its purposes. Live it. Each of you already has God-given gifts and talents. Now fulfill their purpose. Use them. To God, who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine. To God be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen.